Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox, and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So, why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazon to the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's talk about a bunch of pitchers up next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5 on Thursday, May 2nd. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White, and let's talk about a rankings riser. That would be Shota Imanaga. He has allowed a total of 3 earned runs over his first 6 career starts. He was at the Mets on Wednesday, where he threw 7 shutout innings with 7 strikeouts, 15 swinging strikes, and he has just been money. It's a 0.78 ERA, a 0.75 whip. And I saw this tweet from Megan Montemuro. This 6-start stretch by Imanaga puts him in rare company among Cubs starting pitchers. Since 1920, he's one of 10 Cubs starters who's had a 6-start stretch during a single season in which they posted a 0.78 ERA or lower. I say all this because, Scott, Imanaga is a rankings riser, and rightfully so.
Yeah, rightfully so. I'd been holding out because he gives up hard contact and a lot of it's in the air. And what is that going to translate to? It's going to translate to home runs. And I've said from the very beginning, that's Imanaga's profile. So the strikeouts could be great. The whip could be great because he's a great strike thrower. And fly balls that aren't home runs generally turn into outs. So the hits should be suppressed. But that ERA may be kind of yucky in the end. Well, it may be or it may not be. In the meantime, the strikeouts and the whip should be great. And so far, the home runs haven't been an issue. I still think as the weather warms up, as he has some of those Wrigley Field starts where the wind's blowing out, there will be days where you regret having Imanaga. But there will be many more days where you're thrilled to have Imanaga and you should kind of just consider him a must-start going forward. And so that's how I rank him. He's in, once I update it again following this start, he'll be in my top 30 at starting pitcher.
Somebody who's been falling down the rankings is Joe Musgrove, but he had an encouraging start here on Wednesday. 6 innings, 2 runs, 9 strikeouts to 0 walks up against the Cincinnati Reds. Scott, does this look like the start of the turnaround here for Musgrove? Was there enough in this start?
Look, it was a really good start and not against one of those like lineups that we see pitchers pick on so often. It was against the Reds lineup. And he struck out 9 and he walked nobody. And it was a good start all around. I can't really tell you what exactly Musgrove did differently. He faded his slider and sweeper for more fastballs and cutters, but you wouldn't think that would be that would key the turnaround because his fastball and cutter both had a batting average over 400 against them coming into this start. It seems like he emphasized his worst pitches more. So it probably has nothing to do with that. I imagine it's a command thing. Musgrove just kind of got back to being Musgrove in terms of locating his pitches. He's always been a very good command pitcher, and so the results followed. That would be my guess. Is the next start going to go the same way? Impossible to say, but I know this is what a good Joe Musgrove start looks like, and I think there's a pretty good chance it does mean he's back on the path to becoming Joe Musgrove again.
Let's rank some waiver wire starting pitchers. We had Luis Gil outduel Corbin Burns in Baltimore. He threw 6 1/3 shutout innings with 5 strikeouts, just 1 walk. Again, that is Luis Gil. Jose Buto turned in his 3rd quality start of the season. He was up against the Cubs, 6 innings, 1 run, 6 strikeouts with 15 swinging strikes. Graham Ashcraft, a quality start at the Padres, 6 innings, 2 unearned runs with 4 strikeouts. And Kent Maeda has turned in 2 solid starts in a row. He was up against the Cardinals, 6 innings, 1 run, 5 strikeouts there. Scott, how do you rank this group? Maeda, Ashcraft, Jose Buto, and Luis Gil.
I am going to say Maeda, Ashcraft. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to put Luis Gil at the top. Gil, Maeda, Ashcraft, Buto. Did I get them all?
Yes.
Okay. All of them are outside the top 80 in my starting pitcher rankings. So we're talking about streamer types, no matter what order I rank them in. But I had the most confidence in Maeda coming in. His velocity was down in his first few starts. He got knocked around. It's been better his last 2 starts. And in fact, in this most recent one, Wednesday, it's pretty much back to where it was last year. So I think he's back on track and could perform like a streamer type moving forward. Ashcraft, I'm putting him 2nd because he has made a change. He's added a pitch, a sinker, which isn't very good on its own, but it seems to have improved the effectiveness of the pitches he already had, the cutter and the sweeper, or the slider, I should say. Both of them, better whiff rate than before. His swinging strike rate is up overall. I could see Ashcraft being kind of a mid-threes, 1.25 whip, mid-threes ERA, 1.25 whip guy that you stream. And hopefully that's at what Ashcraft becomes. I don't think he has much upside beyond that. Jose Buto is the most curious one here, because not a great minor league track record, but he's had several major league starts where he looked flat out dominant, including this one on Wednesday, 15 swinging strikes. The whiff rate on his slider overall, it's over 60%, which is insane. Our pitch he throws about 20% of the time. I'm skeptical it'll continue, but I'm open to the idea that Buto is going to be somebody worth streaming too. And then Luis Gil, love the strikeout upside, scary number of walks. I think that's going to cap him as being just a streamer type too, but I think he has the most pure upside if this group does Luis Gil.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we'll be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You don't want to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount+.